We are learning Simen Tov Pei Zayin. We're in Sif Dalid. That's page Tzadi Gimel in the Dershu edition. I don't have the English page number, but do you have the English page number?
What's the number?
It's 487 is the Simen.
Page 373.
Page 373 in the English edition, number 4. Okay, you're okay like this?
Yeah.
Says the Mishnah, says the Mechaber rather, Belel Rishon Shel Pesach, Goimrin Hahalel B'tzibur B'ni'imo B'brocha T'chila V'soif. The first night of Pesach, there are those that have the custom to say Hallel after davening. We're not talking now at the Seder, we're talking when davening is over, we're discussing now the halachas of davening. The order of the tefillah. We all know, we open up the machzor, and Baruch Hashem, the machzor is set up for us. Well, where did they get it from? So they got it from the Shulchan Aruch. That's where they got it from. So on the first night of Pesach, there are those, after davening, who have the custom to say the whole entire halal, b'tzibor, b'ni'ima, singing it with a bracha beginning, and the bracha at the end of halal. V'chein b'lel sheni, shel shnei yamim toivim shel golius. So too, on the second night of Pesach as well, they also say halal, Metchila v'atzayif. Haga, says the Rama, v'chol zeh ein anu noigim kein. The Rama says, this is not our minhag. There are those who have that minhag, and there are those who don't. So the Rama says, this is not our minhag. Ki ein anu oimim balaylu v'beisek nes halal klal. The Rama says, we don't say halal in shul at all. Now, when he says we get to know who the we is. There are those who do say, and there are those who don't. Different minhagim says the Mishmar Sifkat and Aleph, Vikarim has Mirois. Haino Hamiz Moirim Shoimim Koinim Psuke de Zimra. No, that's not what we're looking for. Sifkat and Dalit, Tez Zayin. Ein Anu Noegin Hain Vemedinas Elo. In these minhagim, in these lands. O Minog Svarad Svardim Loimar. The Svardim is to say the Hallel, as well as, of course, there's the minhag by others, by Hasidim, they say, minhag Sfardim, Nusuch Sfard. There are different minhagim, a lot of different minhagim.
There must be some Ashkenazim would do it because it's sitting in the article Siddur.
Yeah, I just said. I just said. Yeah. But Hasidim are not Sfardim, but they are Ashkenazim. But they also, many of them have the minhag to say Nusuch Sfard. Right? Nusach Sfar, many people mistake, is not Sfardi. Okay, that's a basic mistake that people make. You know, someone also told me, I know I'm being recorded here, he said he made a mistake when he was first becoming more aware of Yiddishkeit. So he made the mistake of confusing Sfardim with Svardeya. So he would call the Svarde a frog, because Svardeya is a frog. He told me this is a mistake. He made also. So there's a lot of mistakes people might make. So that was Hilchos Pesach here. So right. Then there's in each dialect, there's Svardim also. There's Yemenite, there's Moroccan, and there's also. And the first thing to realize is to appreciate the beauty of each and every different minhag that exists, and to respect it. That is that minhag, that is their minhag. And minhag is very, very, very important. A person cannot just say, oh, push it aside, minhag, you know, chas v'shalom. You have to be very respectful of minhagim. So once again, there are a lot of different minhagim. We see the Mechaber brings down to say halal, the Rama says not to say halal. And of course, the Gra and have different approaches as well. And now we begin Simen Tov Pei Ches. Say the Tfilas Shachris Shel Pesach. We'll now be discussing the order of the davening and on the morning of Pesach. The Mechaber says Shachris Nichnosim LeBeis HaKnesses VeKoyrim Hazmirois Shel Shabbos Mispalim Tfilas Shachris VeGoyrim HaHalel. We start with the regular Shabbos davening that we do on every Shabbos morning, which we'll be saying tomorrow morning, Mitzvah Hashem. We'd say that same tefillah, those same Tehillim, tefillahs, zmiros, we say that as well on Yontif, on Pesach morning. And we say the Hallel, Gomer Hallel. Gomer means we conclude the whole entire Hallel. Mevarachin Likrais HaHallel. And we make the bracha, says the Ramah, Likrais HaHallel. V'ein masikin boy Ella kederek sha'omru v'kriyashma. The Mechaber now will be discussing in regards to be masik, to interrupt. There are times a person might have to interrupt for special circumstances, special reasons, in regards to who might be there, a very important person. And now we'll discuss the different places of where a person, if he would be permitted to interrupt, where he would interrupt. Be'emtsa ha-perek, shoyol b'shloim aviv oy rabbi. In the middle of a perek, if a person is in the middle of the paragraph, shoyel b'shloim aviv, one can say hello to his father or Rebbe, his teacher. The custom is not to do these things today for the most part, but the Mechaber says in the middle of perek, for one's father or Rebbe, one would be permitted. Umeshiv shalom la'adam nichbad, one can respond. Let's say a person of high chashuva stature, he walks in, he doesn't realize what you're up to, and he says hello to you, and you ignore him, so this is disrespectful. So to an adam nichbad, a honorable person, you can respond if he says hello to you. Shenasim loy shalom, you can respond. Ubeina prakim, in between the prakim, the paragraphs, shoyel b'shloim adam nichbad, you can ask a adam nichbad, an honorable person. You don't say, are you an honorable person? If you are, then I can say hello to you. If not, I don't say hello to you. that much we don't do. Umeishiv shalom l'chol adam, and you can respond to everyone. Beina prakim. V'davka b'shnei yomim harishoinim shegoyimim bahem ha-halel dina hachi l'inin ha-saka aval b'yom she'en goyimim ayin le'el simen tofchav beisiv dalet. This halacha of beina prakim, of responding or answering, that's only in the first 2 days when we complete the whole entire halal. On the day that we don't complete the whole entire halal, the halacha is different, which we are not going to see today. That's in Simen Tovchav Beis, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, which we began with many, many months ago when we started learning the Mishnah Brura. V'im pasak be'emsa v'shoa afilu kidei ligmar skuloi ein etzarech lachzer elo l'makom shepasak. If a person interrupted in the middle of saying halal and he waited the interruption, was v'shoa afilu kidei ligmar skuloi, it took, his interruption was 10-12 minutes. And he would definitely be able to have said the whole entire halal within 10-12 minutes. Ein etzarech lachzer elo l'makom shepasak. He does not have to begin from start from the beginning. He will continue from the place he left off. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Aleph. We said the first day of Pesach, we start with the regular Zmiros, the regular davening, like we'd say in Shabbos. The Karim has Zmiros. Hayinu ha-mizmoirim sh'imrim koidim p'sukei d'zimra. That's the mizmoirim, the songs, the tilim, which we say before p'sukei d'zimra, v'gam mizmor shel yom ha-shabbos. Oimrim deyomtiv nami ikri Shabbos. A few days ago, it was Robbie actually, when Robbie was here, he mentioned, isn't Shabbos called Yontif? So we know Shabbos is called Yontif. So I remember someone once asked me, can you say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos on Yontif? It's not Shabbos. I mean, the truth is, it's just a capital Tillim. Not just, but you're not doing anything wrong. You're saying Tillim. So here you see, not only is there nothing wrong, but Shabbos and Yontif, that is interchangeable, where Shabbos is also called Yontif Namikri Shabbos. Yontif is also referred to as Shabbos. Let me just finish the sentence, please. V'chein oimrim berchas nishmas k'may b'Shabbos. We also say the nishmas on Shabbos as well, right before Yishtabach. V'achar baruchu oimrim berchas yoytzer ar k'may b'chol. And after baruchu, we say the Yotzer Or Kemoi Bechol, as opposed to the Shabbos davening. So if we take a look at Sif Katan Aleph in the Shaar HaTzion, the first line, the first white line, and all in the bottom of the page, the Perush Sharet Siman, which was also written by the Mishnah Brura, also by the Chafetz Chaim, he says, "Masha ein kein beknisas yontov, ein oimer mizmor shir yom haShabbos." In other words, Shabbos yontov morning, we do say mizmor shir yom haShabbos. What about at night in davening? Do we say, we know on Shabbos, we say mizmor shir yom haShabbos. Tonight we'll be saying mizmor shir yom haShabbos. Do we say that at the night of Pesach? So he says, no. When Yontif begins, Ein Oimre Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos B'Yontif. Rak Kishachal Yontif B'Shabbos. Only when Yontif falls out on Shabbos, when Yontif falls out on Shabbos as well, we will say the Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos. He continues and says, Yesh in the Sharet Zion, Yesh Mekoymes She'ein Oimre L'Chadoidi. They're different in Hagen once again. And one has to respect the meaning of that shul. Ein oimrim. Some say they don't say l'chadodi at all. Kishachal yomtiv b'shabbos. When yomtiv falls out on Shabbos, or b'chol hamoed kishachal b'shabbos. When chol hamoed falls out, either Pesach or Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, there are those shul that have the minhag not to say l'chadodi. Rak mizmor shil yom haShabbos oimrim. In that case, they would just say mizmor shil yom haShabbos because it is Shabbos. And what about Bameh Madlikin? What do they say Bameh Madlikin? So if you take a look at number 4, those who have the Dershu edition, he says in regards to the, when I say the Dershu edition, I mean this Sefer over here, not the number 4 in the English, Mori. Not right, you're okay, fine. So he says like this. In regards to Bameh Madlikin, which we customarily say for, let's be clear now, because someone's going to jump and say, hey, wait a minute, Nusach Sfar doesn't say it, right? But Nusach Ashkenaz, who say, for the most part, saying Bameh Madlikin, do they say it also on Yontif? So the Mishmur says earlier, She'ein la'om Rabbi Yontif k'shechal b'Shabbos. One should not say the Bameh Madlikin when Yontif falls out on Shabbos. What's the reason for this? What's the reason not to say it? And he says, because Shabiyontif Shechal Be'er Shabbos Ein Lo Oimer Kevin Shelo Yochel Lo Oimer Isartem. We can't say Isartem. Did you tithe? Which is what we say in the Bameh Madlikin. Shari Ein Ma'asim Yontif, because we don't take off the Maaser on Yontif. U'mishum Loi Plug Ein Oimer Perek Zeh Gam Kishe Yontif Chal Be'er Shabbos. So too, if Yontif will fall on Shabbos, since on Yontif we don't say Bameh Madlikin because of Isartem, you take a look today, you'll see at the end that the question is, did you light the candles? Did you tithe? Right? What's the other one? Make an Erev, right? Did you make the Erev, right? All these questions which are asked, Isartem, did you tithe? And we can't tithe on Yontif. So, just like on Yontif we won't say it, if Yontif falls on Shabbos, we also won't say Bameh Madlikin. Continuing in the Mishneh Berurah, in Sif Katan Beis, a few nice horrors over here, which I'd like to share with you, some in the Sharet Zion, and some in the Dershu edition. Then we say the Goimrim HaHalel, we say the entire Halel. Now, what I want to share with you, and Joel, please pay attention to this, is number 5, okay? Don't you like when you get pointed out like that? Okay, well, now he'll know why, everyone will know why. He says over here, Shemitzvah lezamer v'loshir be'esa kriya. Not just to say the Hallel, Baruch Hashem, because you have a whole night ahead of you and you want to get home to daven, but it's a mitzvah to sing. If it's your minhag to be saying the Hallel, so he says, sing the Hallel. Okay, you like that one, right? Okay, so there you go. Now, v'imchiser pasuk echad. Now, this is also very important. Everything's very important. If a person made a mistake and he missed one word of the halal, and he realized it afterwards, after he said that paragraph, what should he do? Should he just say that sentence where he is? Should he go back to the beginning of the paragraph? So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'michizar pasuk echad oiteva achas. If a person missed a whole pasuk or one word, Sorich lahaschel achakach mi'oisei posuk. He has to begin from that posuk where he realized he missed out on. V'ligmor at seif ha'halel, and then continue on to the end of the halel. In other words, don't just say that posuk that you realized you skipped, and then pick up from where you left off, because then you're not reading in order. Halal has to be said in order. You can't chop it up. Just say things here, one pasuk here, and then a few pasukim there. It has to be said in the order that it's written in. And we'll explain the reason for that in a minute. Because if you just say that one pasuk or that word, where you remembered, oh, I forgot to say that pasuk and word, and these things can happen, we're human. We sometimes put the finger in the wrong place, we pick up our head, we take our eyes off the page, and we realize we missed something. Where am I holding here? What am I up to? So he says, then I will be reading the Hallel. Lemafreya means retroactively, backwards. I'm saying Pasuk 1, 2, 4, and then 3, and then 5. You can't do that. Now, what's the reason one cannot do this? So in number 7, in the bottom left corner on the Dershu edition, he says, so what's the reason when a person who lays the halal, says the halal, jumping around, has not fulfilled his obligation? It's learned out from a Gemara in Megillah. So Mishnah, Megillah, and Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph. The pasuk says in Halel, "Mimizrach shemesh ad mevayoy, mehulal shem Hashem." Mimizrach shemesh, from the rising of the sun, ad mevayoy, until when it sets, ad mevayoy mehulal shem Hashem. I will praise the name of Hashem. The Gemara learns out from this pasuk, which we say in Halel, "Ma shemesh harleches b'seider mimizrach l'mayrov," just like the sun goes in order from east to west. So too, the order of the halal has to go specifically. Oh, what was that? Has to go specifically in the order from the way it was set up, and you can't skip around. The praise of Hashem is similar to like where the sun rises from the east and sets in the west. So too, the praise of Hashem has to be in order. That's why it's important to make sure if a person did make a mistake, he goes, says that pasuk continues straight. Now, let's take a look at the Shaar Tzion. No. This is Hallel. This is Hallel. No, okay. You take a look. You take a look.
They're equating the two.
No. You'll see. You'll see. Specifically Hallel. And then it learns down from Megillah afterwards, but Hallel specifically. So it'll be Chazara. So the Shaar Tzion says in Sifkot and Beis, it's the last line of Beis. Dilinyan Megillah, you see that where that is there? Dilinyan Megillah Machmirinu Bazeh, in regards to Kriyas Megillah, where Machmir, that you cannot read L'mafreya, you can't read one pasuk, you know, it could happen that, you know, the person is so fluent with his words that he's reading the Megillah so fast, his mouth gets ahead of him and he skips a pasuk, skips a few words. Kedisah L'kamon Simen Tafresh Tzadi, in Mirz Hashem, we'll all learn together in Yerushalayim Simen Tafresh Tzadi soon. So too over here, the same halacha, that Hallel is read in the correct order and cannot be read l'mafreya. I want to share with you in number 8 of the Dershu, which is found on page 40. Doing a little jumping around here today. I know what you were thinking. It's very small. What was that?
Can't jump around,
right. Yeah. So we're going to break the rules here. V'imkor mila ba'oifin sheshino es hamashmois. If you read a word where the pronunciation changes, the nekudos, the vowels, change the meaning of the word. You know what I hear sometimes?
You mean if you misread the word?
If you misread it. I'll give you an example. This is one which is a big no-no. Person is davening chazar sashatz, and there's a word, l'shenei ofar. To those, what does Shena mean? Sleeping. L'Shena Yofar. That Hashem will resurrect the dead, those who are sleeping. I've heard L'Shnei Afar. Shnei is two. The two of the ground, the two of the... What doesn't mean anything. You hear that? You see how it changes the whole meaning. L'Shnei Afar or L'Shnei Afar. It's a whole different... I don't know what that means. It doesn't mean anything. But it changes the correct meaning of the word, of the whole tefillah, davening. So he says here, it was read incorrectly. And the meaning of the word now is totally different. And you realize this afterwards only when you already finished the bracha of Hallel. You realized, wait a minute, that's not what I said. Because you hear someone who is still davening, and you look back, I know I didn't say that. What do you do? Says the Bir Halacha in Siman Tov Resh Tzadi, just like in regards to Kriyas Megillah, Shekishechoyzer L'Koyra Lo Yivarech Shenis. When you correct yourself and read it a second time, don't make a new bracha. But you have to repeat, you should repeat those words. Yes. Oh, I was page 40 in the back, all the way in the back, the Miluim. The addendum, yes. All the Miluim, yes, all the way in the back. Page 40. No, from Gedalia. In the Dirish tradition. Yeah. Okay. Let's just see if we can see a little more here. You see where that is? You got that?
Yes.
Okay. Sif Katan Gimel now. In the Mishnah Brura. I'm back in the front of the page, the Mishnah Brura. So we said, Likrei Sahalel, when you say the words Likrei Sahalel, Ligmar Hahalel. The bracha is not Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam Ligmar, right? Shekhi Shom is Svoisev, it's one of Ligmar is a Hallel. It's Likrei is a Hallel. To read the Hallel, not to finish the Hallel. Well, let's see why that is. Why is that? Ratzulayma, right? The Shema Yedalik Tevo Yoyis Achas V'yech Shash Baruch Levatola. Because if a person skips a word, or a letter, thank you, then there's a concern making a bracha levatola. If I'm saying, I'm going to now finish the halal, but you didn't finish it, because you skipped a word or a letter. So that's why we don't say, asher kedishon v'svayisavano ligmar, to conclude the halal, to finish the halal, but we say, to read the halal. And I'll be reading it. Then he says, v'im omar ligmar yotza. If a person did say ligmar halal, to conclude the halal, then he still has to fulfill his obligation. Makim shenagu loymar ligmar, in the place where the meaning is to say ligmar, ein levatim l'hogam, one should not nullify their custom. V'im ba lebeisa knesset samach l'halal, if you come to shul close to the time of halal, yikr t'chila halal imat sibur, achar kach hispalo. First, say halal with them, and then davin. Just as long as the zman of tefila and kriyas shema, the rice of kriyas shema will not pass. Sharetzion once again tells us in Sifkot and Dalet on the bottom of the page there. We're talking about a case. She should not interrupt. If he's in the middle of Psukah de Zimra, and they're starting Hallel, he should not interrupt his Psukah de Zimra and say the Hallel with them. That's if he's between. However, but if he already finished Yishtabach, and he's in between Yishtabach and Yotzer Or, the next section, and they're up to the Hallel, he should say the halal with him. We'll just conclude one last point here before we turn on Rabbi K. I'll explain what that means in a minute. V'tama davar. I'm page number 40 again in the back, all the way in the back. Okay? A lot of jumping around today. V'tama davar. You see where we are there, number 11? Right? Yes. Shekeshe yoymer halal be'em sepsuke de zimra yafsir es abrochas shel halal. If you say the halal in the middle of Psuke de Zimra, then you will be losing out Yaseres HaBrochos Shel HaHalel. Why? You're not allowed to make a new bracha on the Hallel because I'm in the middle of a bracha now. Baruch Shomar is the beginning and Yishta Alech is the end. So I'm in the middle of a bracha. I won't be able to say the bracha of Hallel. So I don't want to lose saying the bracha on Hallel. So if I'm in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, he's explaining the reason why I should not be saying the Hallel with them. Okay, let's stop here. Have a wonderful Shabbos.